Stay cool.
Everybody keep cool.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Robbie, did you clean all your gunpowder off I-95 yet? You know what? Just one wrong turn, and all of a sudden everyone hates you.
What are you driving that late for?
I've got things to do. You know, this is not my only job, Mike.
Why are you hanging me?
By the way, Jumper, what do you care?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Biscuitville and all the ships at sea. They'll make you dry hump the floor until you have a 1-inch brown stain. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Michael Murray.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. Still, in the last 30 days, we have had the fun, darling.
Yes, we are.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara, right here. That's why we still, to this very day, calling the Cotton Pick and Don and Mike Show.
Stronger and better than ever.
Coming to you from Sinkhole Number 1, Satan's Playland, WJFK. That's our home station in Washington, D.C. Lucifer, that's Ken Stevens. He's the man with many skin tags and a six-car garage and the bestest home decorator in the whole world.
Absolutely.
But then you got the gerbil, Mark Anthony. That's Jeremy Coleman. He's up on the third floor right now with his feet. He's in the fetal position underneath his glass desk, a.k.a. coffee table.
Yes, sir.
Enjoying his Egg Daddy's office style. Then you've got Big Daddy Mel. He rules the world from New York City. Black Rock, he's the big man here.
All hail.
And, of course, now back, the U-Haul has been hitched up, and he's no longer in Boca Raton.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Back in Chicago and really making things happen for us. That's our agent, Junior Soprano.
Hey.
Hey, stay cool, everybody. There's your chain of command. A word of advice for all you soccer moms. I know you're driving carpool right now. You have your green minivan, your Hillary Clinton helmet haircut. Please take Junior and Missy and move them way to the back room. I hope you already have. Look, I whipped it out already.
Oh, look at that. It's got a gesture pad on it.
I have already whipped it out, and it's uncircumcised.
Oh!
Yuck. Your recent discovery.
Yeah. Yuck. Absolutely yuck. Gross. The network du jour still west with one. 61 affiliate stations, because Egypt Prostate is working his magic. Tell you about that in a moment. And 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners for that. We are eternally grateful. And here he is to my left and to your right. You new listeners in a new city should know this man is a wife swapper.
Yes, he is.
Formally. There he is, Mr. Guy Burnley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bud.
Hi.
So part of the whole thing that we've started to switch syndication companies is that we're not in any of the major markets. Market number 25 to market number 1.
That is correct.
And Egypt Prostate is on the case.
Good.
And we got a new market today.
Oh, we do.
That's signed on. And they have signed the contract. They will be running the show from noon until past 4 o'clock West Coast time.
Very good.
And they'll just run the show from beginning to end every day.
Uh-huh.
So let me squeeze this one out right now.
Oh, boy. Is this a big one?
It's not one of the major ones that we know is coming.
Okay.
But it's a pretty big one.
Well, that's good. Well, let me get the water over here. I'm gonna stand over here.
No, Mike. No need to. Come on. I'm your friend.
All right. I won't burn you. I'll get up close.
Here we go. First, I'm going to squeeze it right out.
Let me put my face right down.
Yeah, Mike.
Come on.
No! You did it to me again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, give me one more try.
No, I don't want to.
One more. Come on. Please trust me.
Trust me.
All right. Look at this.
No.
All right. Here it goes.
Oh.
All right. Almost ready to come out.
That's where you learn.
You sound like Homo Joe cleaning Dennis's underpants. All right. This time it's really coming out.
Here we go. Come on, baby.
Got it. Portland, Oregon.
Look at that little Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Is it Oregon or Oregon?
I don't know.
I'm sure someone will call to scream at us about it.
Oregon.
Portland.
Portland.
The big Portland.
Right. He's now we got the Portland on the East Coast and Portland on the West Coast.
K-Guy.
K-Guy?
K-G-U-Y. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
K-G-U-Y. Portland. Welcome, finally, a major market acquisition for this radio show.
That's wonderful.
They made the commitment, like all of the new stations will, that they will run the show every day,
really?
From beginning to end.
That's great.
With zero preemption.
Fantastic.
That's what we're loving, so thank you, and welcome aboard KGUY Portland.
Hi, K-Guy.
I'll tell the front desk receptionist right now at KGUY, be ready for the next 3 or 4 days. You will have a variety of church groups calling to complain. You will have advertisers calling to demand that the commercials be taken off the air.
Right.
But It'll all work out for you.
I know. Everything's going to be absolutely wonderful.
It'll work out. KGUI Portland. Great acquisition. Thank you. Egypt Prostate.
May I say a hi to the people that I played golf with today?
Please do.
I had a wonderful, wonderful round. And normally, you know, I play a lot of golf, and I normally don't mention it, but I just wanted to say hi to a family, a father and two sons to it, that I played golf with today. The Hunts.
I played golf with the Hunts.
Yeah, I
know what one of them is.
Greg.
Greg, his father Dick, and his brother Mike.
You mean there's a guy named Dick Hunt and a guy named Mike Hunt?
Dick Hunt and his son Mike Hunt.
That's a cruel family.
That I played golf with, and I
thought you were out with the Hunts today.
I was out with all the Hunts today. Greg, Dick, and Mike Hunt, and we had a fantastic round of golf, and I just wanted to take the opportunity. I heard a lot about
Mike. You want to salute the Hunts.
I do. I want a big salute to all three Hunts.
Yeah, I just found out Mike Hunt filled in for me, right?
I think it was a different Mike Hunt that did that. And so it was Mike Hunt and Dick Hunt and Greg Hunt, the two brothers and the father. And we just had a really, really good time.
Somebody in that family would just be sitting around with voodoo doll just putting pins in. But all right, Dad, this their father's Dick Hunt. The son will be Mike Hunt.
And if you saw Mike Hunt, you would know that I asked permission to say hi to him, because he is not a guy that you would want to really poke fun at if you saw the guy.
Mike Hunt.
If you saw Mike Hunt, he is like, are you familiar with the wrestler Goldberg?
So you're saying that Goldberg looks like Mike Hunt?
Yes, absolutely. And Mike Hunt looks like Goldberg.
Now I don't even try to make it sound like I'm saying Mike Hunt. Now I just say Goldberg looks like Mike Hunt.
Looks like Goldberg. And the thing is, Dick Hunt doesn't look anything like his two sons.
You know, Goldberg is bald. He is shaved. So are you saying that Mike Hunt?
Yes, his head is shaved. Yes, Mike Hunt.
Really? So there's no hair on Mike Hunt.
Now he's going to be getting mad at me. Sorry, Mike. Oh, yeah. It's ask, but he's a big guy, like one of these weightlifter kind of guys.
I think we speak very bad on the show. Everybody here loves Mike.
Yeah, there you go. I know he'd be happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Greg, too, and Dick.
Well, Mike Hunt. Dick Hunt, they're okay, but really, there's no beating Mike Hunt. How you like the show so far, Portland? Have they canceled us yet?
Yeah.
No, they won't be canceling.
Yes, right, yeah.
New deal. Oh, listen. Big Mac, last night.
Yes, 16.
Let me switch the number on our home run plaque.
I find myself now going right to the National League Baseball section in the sports page.
Supplied by the International Collectors Society at www.icsnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
They've given us this wonderful plaque. It now says Sosa Buddy 17, McGuire Buddy 16.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's catching up. I noticed that today, and I think the Cubs, God love them, got shut out completely last night.
I think Mike...
For the Cubs.
Hey, he's a strong guy. I wish he would.
He's an everyday player for the Cubs. Mike Hunt. He had a lot of taters. A lot of them.
So you think that Mike Hunt, a lot of taters?
I don't even know if he plays baseball, but he hits the golf ball an awful long way.
I bet Mike Hunt.
He had some great cigars, too.
Really? Oh, yeah. Mike Hunt.
He does. Had a whole box of them. He smoked a bunch of them, too.
I'm saying that like a question, but I know that's a fact. Mike Hunt.
Sorry.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does indeed.
Okay. Let me give you an update from the home front.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Right.
And I'm not going to say that name in regard to my lovely wife.
Of course not.
No, I'm not.
No way. No, you want to go home tonight.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And another drought is over. But this last night, that's right. Baloney pony.
Really?
Yep. So,
she was very sweet to you on the phone yesterday.
Things are good. And not only that,
mm-hmm.
but Mommy has said that we can get a jet ski.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And not only are we getting one jet ski, we're getting two. One for me, one for Frida.
There you go, so you can jet ski together.
That's right.
That's fun. I think that'd be fantastic.
Right. So if we're going to kill ourselves, decapitate ourselves, go at 60 miles an hour, we'll do it together.
Hey, let's go really fast next to that barge with the tow line.
Yeah.
If we're going to die, we'll die together. You're going to get some really cool ones?
Pretty cool, pretty fast.
Not cool.
Pretty cool. You know, always trust the Japs when it comes to stuff like that. That's why we're buying the Japanese-made Kawasaki. I think a Yamaha.
Yamaha!
Yamaha!
We will get the jet skis, and we will go as fast as possible. As like...
jet ski?
I am not sure. If he was, I'm sure he would be good at it. Because he is big and strong. And I am the only one that has permission to say this. I told him I was going to say his name.
Mike Hunt is strong, is that what you're saying?
Yes. If total strangers come up and make fun of his name, he could kill them.
So what you're saying is Mike
powerful.
He's very powerful.
You know, somebody, a guy walked up to him and said, hey, seriously, guy. And he said, the only thing that irritates me is when I don't know him, we'll walk up and say, hey, you know, here's
Mike Hunt.
Like that, and say, that's what gets him mad. So I actually had to ask permission. Because the whole family was, you know, they understood the joke. It was kind of like they were laughing about it, too. And it was something where, but I looked at him and I made sure that I got permission. Because, I mean, this guy, this really.
You don't want to get Mike Hunt.
No, he could kick my butt. Well, six ways from Sunday.
Mike Hunt.
Oh,
big time.
Watch out for Mike Hunt. Today is the 2nd of June, and our telephone number is 1-800-636-1067.
All right.
Let's take a phone call just to kind of warm the palate here.
Very good.
And then I do have to tell you about somebody I spend time with. Certainly not as notable as Mike.
As far as I'm concerned, I think that's very notable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Y'all are getting edited like crazy. That little guy up in his under his coffee table is messing y'all up.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're saying Mike Hunt. It's hilarious.
Oh, is Jeremy deleting us out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not.
Name. I mean,
no, that's a name. I mean, I could verify that.
I'm serious. Somebody's editing it because
where are you listening? Are you where are you calling from? Wichita.
Yeah.
You know what? It could be.
Sometimes you can hear my cunt.
Gadget will tell us.
Hold on. Here's Inspector Gadget.
Hold on, please. Okay. Let me get Gadget in here. Hold on. He won't speak until he hears his theme song.
Wow, I can't believe I got through y'all.
Hold on.
Hi, Gadget, buddy. I've heard the same claims coming from our new good friends in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what are the... Claim up, buddy.
Are local stations editing us, or is Jeremy
right here? No, Jeremy's not.
Oh, then you know what it is? Then it's all the local stations have their own digital delays, and they must be editing that out.
Oh.
Really?
Well, I know Mike Hunt will be very angry to know that Mike Hunt's being edited out of the show today.
I think he will be. I think he really will be.
Well, then
that's not fair.
You know, it falls on your local station.
Right.
Because all we're doing is saying hi to a very nice gentleman that Mike played golf with today.
And that is... Produce, you know, if I had to, a driver's license to verify.
Could you produce Mike Hunt?
I don't know if he's... He's not from around here. He was visiting his brother Greg and his father Dick Hunt.
Where is Mike Hunt from?
I'm not sure.
Down south, exactly.
Down south.
Down south.
Out west.
Out west,
exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, we're in Sacramento, and they are cutting you out here, too.
Well, you know, that's just whoever the nervous Nelly is that's sitting on the button at your local station.
Well, we'll have to give him a call and tell him to get his butt off the button.
Yeah, you know, nothing we can do about that. I'm sorry. We're not being edited here on our home station.
Yeah, Sacramento, I just want to let you know
it's really
great.
Have
a great day, and keep playing with Mike Hunt.
Everybody likes talking about him.
Is it making it impossible to, understand what we're talking about?
I think you can only hit a delay so many times.
Yeah, well.
You can only hit it, like, twice in 20 seconds, right?
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I got one more question about that.
Yes.
After a day on the golf course, about 100 degrees today.
Yes.
Was Mike Hunt smelly?
No.
So Mike Hunt had no odor?
None.
Really?
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that does deserve a lot of applause.
Saying something.
Hats off to Mike Hunt.
I agree. Big firm handshake. I give him a big salute.
Hello.
Good guy. Really nice guy.
Hello there.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Yeah, they're cutting you out big time in Vegas. We're not getting anything. It's beep, 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 beep all the time.
Well, you know, maybe it's someone at the network, though. You know, at this crappy Westwood One network that we're still with for 30 days.
Hey, Charlie, if you get a chance, can you just find out?
Gadget?
Why? Maybe make a couple of phone calls to find out what's going on.
Certainly has not been the first time we've discussed Mike Hunt on this show.
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
A proper name.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, here comes Gadget. Hi, Gadget.
I'll check with our master board op.
Okay, thank you.
And see what he's doing.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
They're doing the same thing in Rochester, except it sounds like they may have given up because they couldn't hit the button.
It sounds to me like the network board out there.
Yeah, I bet it's the network. I bet it's not your local stations after all.
Oh, my
God. You know, it's some goddamn do-gooder at the network.
We'll find out.
Somebody with no sense of humor. Have a great day.
Well, that's for sure. That's the first requisite to work at Westwood One. No sense of humor, you're hired. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, this is Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Gray, you were talking about jet skis.
Yeah, I love jet skis. I bought two of them today.
I'm up in Baltimore, and I've got a jet ski business I just started called Up a Creek, and I actually do tours up in the Baltimore Harbor, and I'd love to take you guys up on the tour when you get your skis.
Well, no.
You know, you hear a guy, and it sounds like he's selling them, and you say, hey, discount coming up. And then all of a sudden, it's a tour.
It becomes deliverance.
A jet ski tour?
Tour of Baltimore? What do you think? The Pollock Johnny's?
Yeah, aren't jet skis like you hop on them and you tear around with no rhyme or reason? That's the whole fun of them.
Frida wants to go very slow, though.
Oh, really?
She said if I go out with her on them, then we have to go, like, slow, driving real girl-like, you know.
Hey, you don't have to do that.
No, I don't. Hello, Donovan. Show. Hello? Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Did you say that Mike Hunt could kick your butt?
Yes, absolutely.
Does that mean that you couldn't lick Mike Hunt?
Well, stop it.
Okay,
please leave the driving to us, will you?
Please, now.
All you junior Jerry Seinfelds out there.
No, for God's sakes, we find out what's going on at the network.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello. So what do you think of it so far, Portland?
I know.
This pretty much constitutes a grade A show that we're having thus far. This is all strictly best of material right now.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry, that was a quick through. I couldn't believe it.
That's a quick through.
A quick through.
See you in Biscuitville.
Biscuitville. We got some of that vacation in Midgetville, and then I called Don and Mike, and I got a quick through.
Quick through. Yes, hello.
Hey, did you hear Mike bought his car at Pinkley Motors?
I know where you're going with this.
Come on. Too many guys want to be funny on this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike! Keep coming!
Yes, hello, Gadget.
I just spoke to Margo Hunt over at the network.
Yes.
And it is she who is selectively thinking that she needs to edit this show.
And who is she to decide to edit this show?
Is the board op. She is Margo Hunt.
Is that legit?
Yeah, she told me she was.
Oh, will you kiss my ass, Margo? You piece of garbage?
Is that the truth? I mean, what we're doing is perfectly legit.
Right. Since when did she become the network board op? Since when did she decide what is right to say on the show and what's not right to
say?
There
are a number of people who work that shift. I just got it today.
Let me call the centurion.
Hold on a second.
All right, we'll find out what's going on.
I got to put the gerbil on this.
We'll find out what's going on.
You know something? All I'm trying to do is say hi to a nice group of guys that I played 18 with today, and we had a great time, and I can't even say hi to people.
Hello.
Hey, Mark Anthony.
Well, hello.
Hey, could you call over to Westwood One and get this Margo bitch to stop editing our show?
What's a Margo?
She's the board op. She's, like, deleting out when we're talking about this guy, Mike Hunt.
Really?
Yes, we've been dumped, like, maybe 10 times already in today's show.
We're getting calls all over the affiliates that are saying that we're being dumped out when we're talking about my good new friend, Mike Hunt.
Incidentally, Margo's not her real name, Jeremy.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it. Yeah, I'll deal with it right now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, he's good at something like that, because he's a sneaky little ass.
And believe me, and nobody knows the rules like he does.
That's right.
Right.
He's the only guy that's really supposed to put his little bony fingers on the button to delete us out.
We're having a conversation.
Come on, about Mike Hunt.
Right, friend of mine.
Not on my show. Friend of mine, not.
Absolutely.
I like to think even though I don't know Mike Hunt, I'm a friend of Mike Hunt.
I think he'd probably like to meet you.
Hello, not on my show. I'd love to meet Mike Hunt.
You guys there?
I'd love to spend some quality time with Mike Hunt.
That's a good idea. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to take a steam with Mike Hunt. Go in a nice sauna with Mike Hunt.
That's good. Now you're getting him mad. I know that. I know he's sitting there right now. He's giving me that Goldberg look. I can see him. I can see him doing that right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do you think Mike Hunt knows fuck you?
Oh, listen. Come on now. We can't knock it off.
Too many of the amateurs that are calling to play, you know, play.
Yeah, I hate this. We get on a good riff and everybody, you know,
wants to just listen and enjoy it. They have to come and participate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Damn, we got to get an unlisted number. Really, we do. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm local. I've heard everything you said about Mike Hunt, so just keep talking.
All right, thank you.
Very good. Everybody wants to play.
All the boys want to play.
Screw you.
So there's no more talk about it, then.
Okay?
Everybody wants to play the game.
So now the network wins, because now we won't talk about it.
You know, this would be the equivalent of a baseball game. You go to a baseball game, and a guy gets a home run, and everybody cheers, and then you see all the people jumping over the stands grabbing bats.
Now let me try! Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, I have a message from Charlie Stossel.
What? That was a hair trimmer, I think.
Oh.
I thought it could have been like some kind of sexual device. That could have been a message from Charlie Stossel, too.
Well, you know, your bet with Charlie Stossel, if you lose that bet, I got to, you know the feeling you had a couple of weeks ago about a McGuire?
I have the exact same feeling now about Sosa. I think Sosa's just giving up the ghost right now, and that McGuire
is close.
He's starting to go mental again.
Close, man. He's taking his steroids again.
I forgot. I don't know how many he's hit, like, in the last 2 weeks, but it's a
he's
big number.
Eight in the last 10 days.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Sammy's over there going, hey.
See?
Yeah, you've read all the anti-andro ads you want, but it doesn't matter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Up here in Sacramento, they're deleting at least 50 times, but they're not even doing a good job at it.
All right, listen, for the last time on this topic, it's not the station that's deleting us, it's the network board operator.
No, I understand. It's Margo, the robo.
All right, okay, so don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it.
Okay?
We're handling it. Thank you. Jesus.
It's like we got the Kiss Army out there today.
Ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
For goodness sakes.
Well, boys in their 20s.
Lousy woozy. Well, God bless them, though.
I know, we love them. We're number one in them.
God bless them.
They get annoying sometimes, but we love them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys kick ass.
Right on, we sure do.
You guys are bad. Woo!
Yeah, they're satisfying customers.
It's amazing, you get on certain subjects, it excites the Kiss Army.
Yeah.
It really excites.
I used to be a member of the Kiss Army. I had the dog tags and everything, I swear to God.
And you can put them in any crazy pose you like.
Kiss, that's the name. Kiss, that's the game. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bevies.
Hey, Robbie, where's my Kiss tapes? Give me the tape of Gene Simmons talking about his pants falling to the floor.
Is that still, would you rate that still as our grossest?
The grossest tape.
I think it's the grossest tape we have. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, because anything's being said that is describing.
Just his inflection. Just
the way he's telling
a voice.
About a sex act.
And Robbie, also, please get out the tape about the Kiss dolls. Hello?
Buddies.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, it's Mike from Sacramento. Where were you guys during the Indy 500? They dropped the F-bomb and the S-bomb.
Well, you know, somebody told me that after the show yesterday, that the guy that won the race,
right,
it's like talking to him in the winner's circle, and he was dropping F's and S's all over the place. They had, like, no delay.
Really?
Yeah. They had no delay. They had the intercom to the car to that guy.
It's such a wholesome event. Don't they drink milk after they win?
Yeah, but they're, like, talking to the guy in the radio, in the car.
Oh, really?
Right, where they're saying, like, okay, you got to go faster on turn number three, and the guy's, like, going, F that, I'm going to go fast, I'm going to go fast.
And have they improved even greater, have they made greater improvements in the technology for the camera inside the car? Because I was watching it
on NASCAR, it's incredible.
It was truly, I mean, better than I'd ever seen it. Just, you had more of a perspective of the speed than I'd ever seen before. It was incredible.
And it's really cool when a guy crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see it all from the driver's angle. Or when a guy gets, like, oil and junk on his windshield.
Oh, and you see, like, you see a little piece of tar come and just go like that and go 200 miles an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
Well, great, thank you.
I wanted to thank you guys again for Friday's $5,000 there.
Oh, you must be our big money winner, Kathy, right?
It's the Kathy Stacey Show.
Kathy Stacey Show.
I wanted to say, when you spoke to me last time, I didn't really know what to say at the time, but I wanted to thank you guys again, and I wanted to let you know that my maiden name is Hunt.
Oh, God bless you.
And I had a, I have a cousin named Mike Hunt, but I had I had a female one time. And I was surprised it only happened once.
Have you ever, not lesbian, of course, like at a family reception, you ever kissed Mike Hunt?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't.
Oh,
but,
so you're not a close.
He's 6'4", Mike Hunt.
Oh, that's a giant,
he's
Mike
a, yeah, he's a, anyway, I had
hold on, Tracy's talking.
Year and some girl called.
Kathy's talking.
Oh, hush.
Kathy Stacey Show.
Kathy Stacey Talking Show.
Shut up.
What, Kathy? What?
And this,
what?
This female called. And she says, is Mike Hunt there? And my immediate answer was, well, no, but I've heard it's been all over town.
All right, goodbye. Thank you, because she won $5,000 on the show.
Kathy Stacey Show.
Still a little giddy she is.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just want to let you guys know, I was hearing you guys talk about Biscuitville. I didn't realize it was actually a restaurant and not a real town, but I was driving cross country with my girlfriend and suffering down with my withdrawal because we couldn't get you on the scan button. And
let me say, that's soon to change.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon you'll be able to hit your scan button in most of the major markets and hear this show.
Amen.
Beautiful. Just like you can right now in Portland.
That's right.
Glad to be on in Portland.
Our debut show in Portland, I ever.
All chopped to hell. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah, thanks, Margo.
I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
Oh, well, I was driving through Effingham, Illinois. And I found that amusing and thought of you.
Effingham.
That's terrific. You know, I found out that Biscuitville, I foolishly said that I thought it was some individual restaurant, when in fact Biscuitville is all over the South. All over the South. And very close, like, to the major interstate.
Did you do the web search? Because I did last night.
Did you really for Biscuitville?
There's one in Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's the closest one?
Yeah, like 300 miles from here.
Okay.
There's one within driving distance.
Doable.
You and Robbie, road trip. Road trip to Biscuitville. Okay, here's our tape of Gene Simmons talking about when his pants fell down to the floor.
So gross.
One day, we were at a concert hall, and I met a young lady by accident who happened to be there. And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room, and the forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. And she had an opening, and I had a stiff proposition, and one thing led to the other.
Ugh, such a pig.
Classic.
The forces of gravity forced my pants to the floor.
My pants.
She had an opening.
Anyway, Kiss. That's the name. What, do we not have that tape, Rob? We can't find the tape of the Kiss Dolls. Shocker, we can't find that tape.
That sounded like a very old mime. I
can't find it. Listen, before we go to break, I do want to mention, tomorrow night, big Las Vegas-style show.
All right.
It's been a while since we've been in the greater Baltimore area, and tomorrow night, we will invade the Cancun Cantina in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
It is so gratifying to be returning to the Cancun Cantina.
And listen to this lineup. The comedian with CP will be bringing us on stage, doing a little stand-up.
Mike Aronin, right? Is that his name?
Yeah. Aronin.
Aronin.
You're also going to meet the girls from the Beach House.
Yay!
Along with Homo Joe and Dennis Murphy and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
You're going to love it.
And we'll be playing the Monica Lewinsky game. We'll be looking at the videotape of Dennis skydiving in Sacramento. And we'll have the underwear fashion show.
Yay.
It's going to be a great evening. See you tomorrow night. Cancun Cantina in Glen Burnie, Maryland. We hit the stage tomorrow night at 9. But these shows are always packed, so please make sure you get there early. The doors will open at 4.
Best show in town.
And there's your toe tap and touch toes. Let's start today's show with a caller 100. Right now, we got the Austin Power stuff to give away. We got it for you if you're the 100th person to call us at 1-800-636-1067. We'll keep talking,
yes,
like we do for 4 hours a day when we come right back.
Suckle the comedy piece of the John and Mike Show.
Margo, don't go chopping any of this out now. Hello, Portland.
We had a funny conversation with Inspector Gadget about the middle-aged menstruating board operator that's running our network board today.
Yep.
So he says he calls her up. This is before any even got back to us.
Mm-hmm.
He had gotten a couple of calls back in the producer's room from people saying, hey, the show is being edited.
Right, right.
So he called her up and he said, hi, this is Charlie Broyhill with the Donna Mike Show. She hung up on him.
So he called back and he said, listen, what's your name?
And she hung up again.
So then he found out her name and he called up and he said,
the third call now, the board op.
Right?
Right.
The woman who's, all she's paid to do is play the network commercials.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
During the commercials. Other than that, you got no affiliation with the show.
Right.
So he says to her, what are you doing editing the show? And she said, well, they're saying the C word. And Charlie said, no, you can't say the C word. They're saying
right.
A guy's name, Mike Hunt.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Mm.
And I showed Don, you know, that he was, you know, he's a real nice guy. I showed him, you know, a check the guy gave me, too.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, Elizabeth, please. It's a joke. Come on. Why do we have a goddamn Janet Reno running our board at Westwood One?
You know, because it's Westwood One, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some more issues with them, too.
But, well, save that until we get our caller 100.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, on to happier topics. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There's only one caller 100, and that will be me.
Hey, that's right. And who is this, please?
This is Keith Baldwin.
Keith, where are you calling from?
Pickens, South Carolina.
Beautiful. You're listening on 98.1, right?
Correct.
Right on. You've won Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me soundtrack, and the DVD of the original Austin Powers movie. And you qualified to win this week's grand prize, a DVD player and an Austin Powers Spy Who Shagged Me prize pack that were given away on Friday's episode.
Terrific.
All of this Austin Powers stuff, courtesy of the web's number one DVD superstore, DVDExpress.com. Visit DVDExpress.com and register to win a trip for two to the British opening of the movie, because we're the Austin Powers prize source, man.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, you are.
That's right. Frigorific, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Austin Powers crushed me up, man.
Woo!
He's hot.
So we're all over it.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're all over it. A New York minute, baby. Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Listen to y'all guys all the time.
Thank you. We do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'll tell you a couple more things. You know, it's a crazy time to be involved with our show because
yes, lots of stuff happening.
As you mentioned, lots of changes going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I give you another example. I just, generally, as a rule, I don't trust anybody in radio.
I think, a good thing to live by.
They're all backstabbers. They would all kill their mothers to advance one rung on the ladder.
Right.
Okay? The guy who's the program director of our station in Sacramento, KHTK, he's been one of our best affiliates.
Right.
We've said all along that when we make the switch over,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to get on board.
Sure.
Okay? So the program director, Mike Remy, he's been pumping Gadget. He, like, calls Charlie Broyhill all the time and says,
right.
What's the deal with this? When are they going to do this? So Charlie Broyhill told him some of the details.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're one of our valuable affiliates.
Of course. Right.
So what did this guy do? This guy then turned around, hung up the phone on Charlie Broyhill, called Westwood One, and said, hey, listen, this is Mike Remy at KHDK. I don't appreciate Charlie Broyhill calling me and selling me on the Don and Mike Show's new format. And furthermore, he's calling all the stations. Right? So then the guy at Westwood One calls Charlie Broyhill to yell at him to say, why are you calling stations to promote the show?
Yeah, you know, you make a little change in this business and people start going nuts.
Right? Those SOBs.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, the guy called Charlie Broyhill to ask him the information. Charlie Broyhill gave him the information as a favor.
Right.
So the guy says thank you by then calling up the network to say to the network, hey, Charlie Broyhill is bothering me, and he's calling all of the other stations.
Unbelievable.
Okay, and then you got this from the guy in Iowa City.
Okay.
KCJJ. Now, this is the station.
The guy we were talking about yesterday.
Right. This is the guy that preempts our show for high school baseball.
That's right.
And we mentioned that that's one of the things that, you know, we're not down with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. We don't like that. We like to be on a station every day and feel the station's behind us. So yesterday I called the guy a dick. Because the guy, frankly, you know, wrote me a fax.
Mm-hmm.
Handwritten letter that was kind of snippy, I thought.
Okay.
So here's the letter I get from him today. From the general manager.
Maybe he likes being on the radio.
Don, I'd trade being called a dick on one good station for the 60 stations you called me a dick on. Steve.
What? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Uh-uh.
I'd trade being called a dick on one good station for the 60 stations you called me a dick on. That's some kind of a slam. I don't quite understand it, though.
I don't either.
I'm not sure he does.
Makes me kind of, you know, when something is said like that, it kind of makes me all tired. I lean my head back and I go,
radio.
Uh-huh.
What the hell's wrong with this business?
You know, a lot of radio conversations, when you'd meet with the program director, I would get that exact same feeling where I'd sit in the office and I'd just kind of sit there and go,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll call this guy up.
Okay. Maybe he can explain it. That'd be good. Explain the line.
It's some
kind of slam.
All right, maybe. But I don't know if it's a slam about the 60 radio stations that we're on, because God knows if you're going to rate the stations we're on, we're certainly on many better stations than his station.
Yeah, I don't get it, though. I don't understand.
KCJJ.
Yes, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air. Is Steve there, please?
This is.
Steve, hey, listen, what's up with this letter you sent me?
I don't get it.
On Monday, you said that you would trade all the S stations you're on for one good station.
Right, meaning a station that doesn't preempt us like for high school baseball.
Well, listen, why didn't you read the whole letter? We preempt you four times out of the summer. We don't preempt you. We cut off the last half hour.
We cut you
off at 6 o'clock four times.
What is the line that you wrote in the letter mean? I got all
squashed.
This guy's a general manager. He just had to delete him out for what he said.
Times are hard in Iowa.
Hey, is everything all right?
No, it's terrible.
All right, I guess so.
My girlfriend's crazy. My parents are driving me insane. I want to put them in a hole. And you guys are threatening to pull the program.
No, calm down.
Listen, I got that's worth a crap on the radio station. You're going to pull it.
Steve, listen to me now. Someone,
you think I like being out in this field?
Someone from our agent's office will contact you. We are not simply dropping the show.
You think I like it out here, don't you?
We are.
I had a freaking
fucking future at one time. He's working in the major.
We are simply asking
for no talent of my own. I ended up here. You think I'm having a great time? That's fine. I'm getting sued by a homeless guy.
Oh, that's a Christian.
I mean, calling every other day.
Yes.
And you guys are pulling the one light I have. You know, I run the board. I'm the board off of
right.
the program.
Well, listen, hold on.
I'm answering the phone.
Just let me say.
Did you get your picnic out here?
Let me say, we are not pulling a plug. You will be given every opportunity to keep the show on your radio station.
Call me a dick. If I wanted to hear that, I would call my brother's wife.
All right, listen.
I don't.
Steve.
The guy hurt my feelings.
All right, Steve, I apologize. I will tell you why I called you a dick. Because I had a conversation with someone at Westwood One, and they said to me, listen, we get a lot of complaint calls from your affiliate stations about your new deal coming up. And one of the biggest complainers is this guy at KCJJ.
That's not true. I called him up to ask him what was going on because I'm buying a TV campaign, by the way, with my kids' college money. I'm buying a TV campaign for you guys in the fall, and I'm setting it up, and I just wanted to know what was going on. I never bitched.
All right. I'd like to make a request that once everything gets...
See, you're thinking I'm like a normal general manager, program director, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, okay?
All right,
I'm doing this every day. I'm here at 4 in the stinking morning till 4 the next morning.
All right, okay.
I'm sleeping on a couch out here.
All right.
My girlfriend kicked me out.
We've got to give him a little personal touch here. We've got to let him know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm on Prozac and St. John's Wort.
Oh, my God. All right, well, this is chill. We will make every available opportunity to keep the show on KCJJ.
Well, you know, we cover a lot of territory.
I know you do. And we're
a joke on radio. It's like 300 miles.
I know you do, but don't worry. Everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, well, I'm having a breakdown.
I know you are.
Okay, I can understand that.
I know. And I have a breakdown, too. Every time I get a call, they say, you're not on because, you know, they're playing high school baseball right now.
15 minutes, four times a year.
Right? Hey, everything counts, Steve. Everything counts.
I took the croquet off.
The croquet. All right. Thank you, Steve. I apologize then for calling you a dick.
Well, then I apologize for trying to make a point that obviously I didn't know what I didn't pre-read it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. All right.
Thank you.
And good luck with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And your parents. And the
program. Yeah, with the whole thing.
And your warts. Thank you.
Yeah, thank God I'm not located near school.
All right. That is the... that is the general manager of our station in Iowa City, Iowa, KCJJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly didn't I didn't expect that conversation to go that way. You know, all of a sudden, here we are. You never know. You never know what's happening out there in the heartland, do you?
And I guess that's why maybe we should talk to those guys a little bit more ourselves. You know, they're trying to keep us insulated from that.
That is true. That was certainly an interesting conversation. And I, for one, now hope that that station stays on the network.
Yeah, we'll be able to work out a deal so he can keep the show on his station.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it's the only thing that's keeping him going for God's sake. But he's being sued by Magic Christian and all.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think kind of responsible for that. Just
he was the only guy on the network that stepped up to the plate and hired Magic Christian.
That's right.
Yeah.
And look what happened after that.
Now Magic Christian's working in a candle factory. Hello? That's not a joke. He really is.
He is. True.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a business.
That's crazy. It's insane. It really is. I hate this business. I love it. Yeah. I mean, I love being in here, and I love doing this every day more than anything. I don't
know.
I just hate all the other crap.
Do you have any idea? I mean, what the hell would we do if we had, like, normal jobs or we had normal conversations?
It'd be impossible.
With normal people.
We would be up on top of the McDonald's with a gun.
I think you're absolutely right.
Hello?
You know, you guys just put him over the edge. Take Steve and put him out of his misery.
Yeah, and now we always get the sympathy calls, the incredible sympathy
show. Mm-hmm. You guys are his ray of hope.
Hey, what's wrong with us being his ray of hope?
Yeah.
You're mean.
No, we bring him a lot of pleasure.
Yes, I know, but you're also mean.
Why are we mean?
Oh, because you like to be mean to people.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Oh, my God. You're my ray of hope.
I don't get it. The guy sent me an insulting letter. I just wanted to find out what was up with that.
Oh, I know, but it turns out he's crazy. He's insane.
Yeah, but so are you, so what does it matter?
Well, I'm not a station manager.
All right, yeah, okay. Touché.
I stand corrected.
Game, set, and match.
Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was just wondering, you're talking about Magic Christian, right? Did you all set him up in that job?
Yes, we tried to help him out. And then he got fired, and he ended up suing the station.
And I remember that GM at the time. We made him a hero for a day because he stepped up to the plate and he got involved. I remember that guy. Now I totally remember that guy.
Well, what did he end up getting fired for?
He had a dispute over the money he was being paid.
Hours, money, production, everything.
You should have listened to the show. It all played out on the show a couple of months ago when we had.
Well, I heard the beginning of it. I missed the part when he got fired. And
that's too bad, because that was one of our best episodes. We had the general manager screaming at Magic Christian, and Magic Christian was screaming at him. It was really good.
You ought to get a hold of Magic and put him on the air again.
No, listen, we did our good deed. We found out what you get for doing a good deed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And let's not listen to the whole show and know the situation, but then tell us what to do.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Rob. This is Michael Hunt. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame stop saying my name? I'm kind of serious about this, you know? Like, if I hear my name again, I'm liable to go to that general manager who's doing drugs and file a complaint against you. Have a nice day, Turkey.
Is that guy on your team?
No, you mean the Lean Jean guy?
Yeah, no, this guy that calls it.
That's
the Lean Jean.
He's pretending he's Lean Jean. He's not on my team. He's on your team.
No.
You want him, Robbie?
No.
All right, he's on waivers then.
He's on waivers. Sorry, sir.
Anybody that wants him can pick him up. He's out there. He's on the waiver wire. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Buddy.
You guys just made my day, man. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Here I am feeling sorry for myself, and that guy just made me feel
Yeah, I love to hear that. I love to hear that.
Made my day, man. Hey, listen, Mike.
Yes.
I want to join your summer camp, man.
What is the impression you would like to audition with?
Dennis Murphy, after two beers.
Okay.
At 9:30.
What's the difference?
Before or after beers,
there's a little bit of a difference.
We're full up in the Dennis Murphy quarter, but if you want to try your audition, we might have room for you in one of the other areas.
All right, here we go.
Good. There's a lot of points for originality.
Okay.
A lot of points for originality.
Remember when Dennis was passed out on the floor and he was humping and farting up at the beach house?
That's right. And then later on, Homo Joe cleaned his underwear.
Okay, here is Brooke from KCJJ, a news reporter from this station. Hello.
Hi, you guys.
Oh, listen, they're all high strung there.
You stepped on the cat.
I've been driving all day.
Hello.
You how much we do appreciate you here. You make my day go by so fast.
Oh, thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
That, that general manager, he is like,
very high-strung.
Is he really nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he fun?
He's very hard to work for, but he means well.
Is he fun in any way? I mean, he strikes me as somebody who might, even though he's insane, he might be kind of fun to be around.
Yeah, he is. He's really fun. And he loves your show. He stays on his own. I mean, he runs the board on his own. He doesn't want anyone else to listen to the show except himself, so...
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brooke. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you'll have every opportunity to retain the rights to the show.
I tell you, Iowa City, I'm just totally confused at that statement. He doesn't want anyone else to listen to the show except himself. Well, what the hell is the transmitter tower?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
I heard that. I just got to let that roll along.
You know me. My brain's all squishy already.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, I'm just down here on Connecticut Avenue by DuPont Circle, and I don't know if y'all know, but there's a restaurant down here called The Big Hunt, and I got out of my car just a minute ago, and I just burst out laughing.
Okay, thank you.
And that guy makes us the Beltway here in Washington. I understand they're giving away free firecrackers today.
You know, this morning on the Beltway, everybody knows that famous highway goes around D.C., some idiot is driving a tractor-trailer, and he has, like, a million pounds
of gunpowder.
Right.
Pure gunpowder.
The guy makes a sharp turn, and the truck overturns.
Right.
So now, all day long, there's all this gunpowder in the back of this truck, and I think just like an hour ago,
right,
they had like SWAT teams and stuff going out there trying to find out if the stuff's going to blow up or not.
Yeah, they're not sure how stable the gunpowder is.
This is the same thing they made. Remember caps, and you'd take a hammer or a rock and hit caps as a kid and make them pop? I used to love those. They used to come on like little rolls that were red.
Right. You put them in your little Western gun, and you could make the cap gun.
Or you would just line them out on the sidewalk and get a rock and just bang, bang. Bang!
I shouldn't say this, but you could also... No, I'm not going to say that. That's irresponsible. I'm thinking of the children right now.
Of course.
It's something I did with caps that I'm...
Screw the children, Mike.
What, you can do it with your finger?
No, you just light them on fire and they all... Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
Absolutely.
And you can also do it with your fingernail, right?
Spark.
If you rub fast enough...
And you can do it with it. You could do it with a magnifying glass.
Impact. All these things will set off this black powder.
One roll, one sledgehammer, and a carport. Best noise you ever heard in your life.
Caps. Has anyone seen the product they sell now? They're like two rocks that you bang together.
Yeah. You know when I saw that last night? In my kitchen with my wife and sister-in-law and the 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and 2-year-old with these two things. That, you know, I said, what are they? And my wife and sister-in-law look at me and go, they're calves. I said, yes, they're 5 and under. Take the calves out of their hands, please. You know, everybody was smiling, going, you know, the kids didn't care, and they put the thing together, and the cap goes off.
That sounds cool. Bring them in. I love them.
I'll show them to you. They were cool, and it was a minor explosion.
God. Buzz, what about the gunpowder?
680 boxes of black powder being carried away. One of them, they weigh 50 pounds a piece, and of course they have to be very careful, because if you drop one, boom.
Good night, everybody.
But you know what I don't understand? If that's really true, then how come nothing exploded when they went off the truck?
I don't know for a fact that none of them did.
And with the heat that's out there, that makes them even less stable. It could happen.
Maybe he's like the Peacemaker. You ever see the Peacemaker? George Clooney. I know it's not related, but
right.
There were nuclear bombs that were on a train in Russia, mm-hmm. and the train ran into another train, and they're trying to figure out how come the nuclear bomb didn't explode. And then
right.
Clooney, George Clooney is in this movie. He says, well, these are special nuclear bombs. You can walk right up to it in front of with a gun and shoot it, and the nuke won't go off.
Right.
You have to, like, punch in the code so that it explodes.
So then the gunpowder, not necessarily as volatile. It just seems to me that...
Although I'm sure there's no code on these big cans of gunpowder.
It just seems to me that... Yeah, what are they doing? Closing both sides of the beltway?
The whole beltway's closed.
Evacuating the immediate area.
Yeah, they put everybody in Springfield Mall today. The mall's closed.
They've evacuated nearly 100 homes while they clean up this powder.
It's almost as bad as when somebody that gets up on a bridge and threatens to jump.
That's right.
So the beltway's still closed?
Yes, it is. And about 10,000 kids are going to be late home from school this evening.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. Just because one driver was carrying gunpowder and decided to go 70 miles an hour around an exit ramp.
But that happened like at 7 o'clock this morning.
It happened at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I heard it on the news this morning when I was driving carpool, driving the kids to school at 7.
4 a.m.
Well, how come it's been 12 hours to clean it up? They just get out there with a broom.
You know, it seems to me we've got an awful lot of...
You know, get one of those broom things or one of those things that you shovel the dirt into. One of those
soup things. A spark from that could set it all off.
Well...
The Charlie and Joe Trucking Company. I don't know.
Think about all the people that are now inconvenienced on their way home today.
Just because you were in a hurry, Joe, aren't you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Don?
Hello, yes. Hello. Welcome to America. Please speak my language. Yeah, hello.
I hear you. I'm sorry. The driver on the beltway was a woman.
Why did you have a different accent a moment ago? Why was your accent...
You had like a fake Indian accent,
you had a
right?
fake Indian
hello.
Accent. Why did you have a fake
hello,
Indian accent?
I would
accent?
Have this video done in my
video. I don't know. I got hung up on a minute ago when I...
Then why were you lying, though?
Because I'm a bad boy.
All right, we don't accept that.
Absolutely.
And $10, it was an Asian woman.
It was...
W.
Was it really an Asian woman driving the truck?
I would think.
I don't have
all Oriental.
This is his guess. It was a woman, but he don't have a nationality.
He's using the traditional Asian stereotype.
Right.
Well, they are bad drivers, Mike.
That's why you never see them in trucks.
Oh, big problem around.
Okay, thank you. I am trying to think if I have ever seen an Asian tractor trailer driver. I don't think I have.
Never, Joe.
I don't think I have.
Hello, good buddy.
We will drive the truck fast. Hopefully we will take the exit ramp at a speed where it will not tip over with the gunpowder.
Hello, way station ahead. Here I go.
And it's gunpowder, and didn't the Chinese invent firecrackers?
Yes, they did.
Sure did. They invented everything good. Spaghetti.
You ever seen that movie, Black Dog?
Hey, no.
Patrick Swayze?
No.
Great movie.
Seen them all, though, haven't you?
It's a great movie about truck drivers.
Black Dog.
Patrick Swayze is driving a truck. Meatloaf's in the movie. And so is Randy Travis.
You know, we have an expert, though, on this, as far as a tractor-trailer tipping over.
I have no idea. Are you talking about my brother?
I certainly am.
I have no idea where he is. He's on the road right now.
He would offer some insight into these situations.
In this movie, Patrick Swayze is supposed to drive a truckload of toilets across America. Meatloaf tells him to drive these toilets across America, but they're really hauling guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI catches them.
And Patrick Swayze doesn't know that they have guns?
Right.
Ooh.
Poor Patrick Swayze. His career has gone down a toilet.
Are the guns in the toilets?
No, the guns are in a box.
Okay.
Hello?
Guns and toilets.
That's funny.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yeah, listen, one of those cleanup crews is called Austin Powder.
Is that...
That's for real.
That's for Austin Powder?
Ask Buzz.
Well, like Buzz would know.
Buzz?
Yes.
He just said he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He's not even paying attention.
Hello, although he did miss his first chance of the day to say, I don't know.
I was just checking the information I have, and there's no mention of Austin Powder. In other words, I don't know.
407 East Coast Time. If you had 407, you're a winner. Come pick up your prize.
Austin Powder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to say it's a cool show today, man.
Right, thank you.
All right, no problem, man.
Right on, dude.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Beef.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one more call.
Hello, Don.
The guy's sitting outside on the lawn when I came in today.
I still got stuff to talk to you, Don. Hello.
Sheriff, I'm sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but you shut me down. My hands are tied now. I gave you a chance that we could have done something together, and you blew it.
You blew it. Robbie, where's the you blew it tape? That should be in the regular stack here.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. The guy talking to the truck driver after the gunpowder fell out of the truck.
Right.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Change of time now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
The best part about that tape is that De Niro is eating a sandwich.
Big sub sandwich.
While he's talking to Sylvester Stallone.
You blew it.
He's like paying him no attention at all. He's just focusing on a sandwich. You got a napkin? We cut that part on the tape where he's talking to the other detective. You got a napkin? They never give you napkins with these things.
You blew it.
You blew it. Okay, quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A peon.
A peon.
Peon.
Come on, bro. Can you put me through?
No, bro. I specifically said no guys with attitudes today.
That's right. And no guys that say bro.
All right, I apologize. I don't have an attitude.
Well, sorry, bro. I can't put you through to them. You know, what you want to work on the next time you call and, you know, in a long time, hopefully, is not the bro.
Gotcha, Chief.
Okay, Tom. Thanks Great. A lot, Slick. Okay, Captain. Thank you for calling, Holmes.
I love it when guys don't know that they're talking to us.
I don't think you needed to be that hot on that collar, Donnie.
A little blue there, wouldn't you guys?
But it was just a little bit dirty. Didn't like that at all.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Working harder than Buzz's newly improved complete colon. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Talk to Mike, the TV boy. he's online. Hello. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
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 Is this Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Remember, it's who he called with last week.
That's right. Hi, Regis.
We didn't have time.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, Reg.
Hello.
Hello, Regis.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you today, Regis?
I don't know.
Hello, Regis.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, Regis?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hello.
Regis?
Yeah.
Is this Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
Regis, what's new in your life?
Well, let me ask you something.
All right, ask. Well, what can we do for you, Regis?
So how are you spending your time now?
Well, we do a four-hour radio show every day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we enjoy it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was 4 hours of our day. You know,
really?
Aside from all the crap with the general managers and program directors and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
No, I don't either. They're a pain in the ass. Hey, are you still getting along with that bitch, Kathy Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, has she done anything stupid lately?
Yeah.
She's a real C-word, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
What else is going on, Regis?
Did you hear the question?
What question?
He's very senile.
Well, I don't know.
He forgot his question that he was going
to
ask.
Did you want to ask us a question, Regis?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, ask us. You can ask us anything.
Can you still play basketball? Big boy.
Could you repeat that question? Hold on, we were laughing. What did you say?
Can you still play basketball? That's the question, big boy.
Can you still play basketball?
Yeah, sure we can.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I don't like that stuff.
You don't like basketball?
No.
I bet we'd beat your ass.
You can't do that.
Oh, we'd kill you, man. You're about 100 years old, aren't you, Regis?
Really?
Really? Aren't you really, you're over 60, right?
Yeah.
You're over 70 in real life, aren't you, Regis?
Yeah.
And those teeth you have on TV, those are big fake dentures, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, come on, take them out. Are they real or are they real?
Hey, yeah.
Have you ever made love to your co-host?
I don't like that stuff.
Are you incontinent? Do you ever go in your pants?
You can't do that.
Well, sure you can if you want to. Have you ever made love to your producer, Michael Gelman?
Yeah.
There we go.
I have. I knew it was true.
Are you in love with Gelman?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
So are you a homo? You bi?
Well, I don't know.
Well, all right. Is Michael Gelman the only man that you make love with?
Yeah.
Do you still make love to your wife, Joy?
I don't like that stuff.
Oh, so he's just gay.
Yeah. So you're gay. We just filmed and you're telling us you're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a news story today.
That is fantastic, Regis.
So you're telling me that your teeth are real and you're gay?
Yeah.
Now, answer my third question. Are you incontinent? Do you ever, go to the bathroom in your pants uncontrollably?
Anyway.
Oh, he's trying to avert the question. Answer the question, Regis.
No.
So you do not. You've never gone to the bathroom in your pants.
No.
No, he says no. Well, that's amazing. I would think that would be true.
So Gelman has never had to change you?
No.
No, okay.
Do you wear an adult diaper?
Anyway, I don't like that stuff.
Okay, fine. Doesn't like that.
Hey, doesn't like, that might be Mike the TV Icon Boy who doesn't like that stuff. Hey, does Mike the TV Icon Boy not like bathroom humor?
No, I don't like that stuff.
He doesn't like Harv Moore to me. The Harv Moore told me today that our suits is a little bit too blue.
Kind of dirty, right, Regis?
Really?
Really. You know who Harv Moore is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got fake teeth just like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying your teeth are fake?
No.
No, all right.
Well, Regis, is there anything else going on?
So how are you spending your time now?
Wait, did you already answered that. We do a four-hour radio show. Sometimes it goes past 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, ask us that basketball question again. I just want to hear that again.
Oh.
Come on, Regis.
Come on, Reed. Anyway, can you still play basketball? That's the question, big boy.
Just enjoy hearing that again.
Oh, is that when Regis had Shaquille O'Neal or somebody on his show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, you must have to cut up a bunch of that boring Regis show to get these tapes every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, it's a thankless job, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, hope we can chat with another celebrity sometime soon, Regis.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can.
Do you have anything else for us, Reg?
Don't hurt you.
You know, Mike the TV Icon Boy always saves something for the end.
Don't hurt you.
Yeah.
Come hurt me.
You know, we'd like to hurt you, don't you, Regis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff.
You don't like that stuff?
No.
Would there be anything besides don't hurt me that you'd like to say to us?
Yeah.
What, Regis? What?
You can't do that.
You already said that to us.
Yeah. Anyway, you can't do that.
He's running out of tapes now.
Yes, he is.
Are you about running out of tapes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure, Regis.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're gay. You're gay, right?
I don't like that stuff.
Well, you told us you're gay with Michael Gelman.
Well, I don't know.
And did you want to ask us about basketball one more time?
No.
You love that thing. Come on, ask us again about basketball.
Can you still play basketball? That's the question, big boy.
Thank you. Thank you, Regis.
Well, did you hear the question?
Yes.
Goodbye, Regis.
Goodbye, Reg.
Hey.
When you say goodbye.
Well, let me ask you something.
What, Regis?
Can you still play basketball?
No. No, come on, goodbye now.
Bye.
You're a gay old man, and I'm pretty sure that you do poop your pants.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, Regis. Right,
goodbye.
Jeez. I guess you don't have a tape that says goodbye, do you?
No.
Might be a good idea, Mike, the TV Icon Boy. Get all your characters to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Really?
Really, yeah, we like that. You know, Larry King, Bob Barker, Regis, all the people you tape.
Goodbye, good night, you know, something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You ever thought about, taping Letterman or Leno? That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can probably get some good stuff from them.
Be fantastic. Can we count on you for that one, Mike? I mean, Regis?
Yeah.
Not that I want to tell you how to do your job or anything, because you do it real good already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. See you, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, read this.
Hello?
All right. Goodbye. We got to do a break. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any goodbyes.
I just hang up the phone.
Hang up, Regis.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he hangs in there. I'll give him credit for that.
He does hang in there to the bitter end.
Yeah.
That is a thankless job, watching that stupid show every day to get him saying something.
Yeah.
Toe tap and touch stones, you just heard them. It's time to clear these lines. Get a call to 100 right now for the Austin Powers Spy Who Shagged Me giveaway.
Can you still play basketball?
That is the question. Call to 100. Got the Austin Powers stuff for you right now. 1-800-636-1067.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Sports 1140. KHDK. Sacramento's sports.
Story that there's so many commercials
right
out there that there's so much stuff that's being sold with the movie that right they turn a certain percentage of people off to it.
Well, you know, they could have that backlash. You never know what's going to happen.
Have you seen the video, though, yet?
No, I haven't.
You know, I made my wife come in the room and watch it today
with Madonna.
Is it in hot rotation?
No, on MTV, they play it all the time.
And I made her watch it. She said, well, I don't want to see this. Look at this. Madonna, and the freak is right. Madonna is simulating sex.
Right.
On stage, when she's singing, Austin Powers is off in the crowd, and she's up on the stage in the discotheque. And she's going like this. She's just doing squats. She's thrusting herself up and down like she's, you know, riding some guy.
Right.
And she's like, why do you want to watch this? I said, just wait until she's in the car with Austin Powers.
Right.
And about three quarters of the way through the video, they cut through a scene where he's driving his Jaguar. And Madonna is singing, and she's in the passenger seat. I think I told you this already. And she rubs her ass all over his face while he's driving the car.
And he's just going to yell.
Yeah, just cracks me up. Just be a little worried about all the commercialism of this movie. That's all.
There wouldn't be an outside shot. You'd have a hidden agenda here, would there?
There might be, Mike.
That's right.
There just might be.
But you would love to see a backlash, because then your Phantom Menace
more money
would make more money.
More money for Star Wars, buddy. Yesterday, a Buzz had a story on the Buzzcast about a ridiculous list the TV guy put out.
Uh-huh.
The best TV themes of all time.
Yeah, they were horrible.
And one of the songs... They
weren't all horrible. I just think on the best of all time, I was very surprised.
One of the songs that was... I think it was in the top five was Dr. Kildare, right?
Right, that's correct.
Now, we never heard the theme to Dr. Kildare, so we went through the archives to pull it out. And here now is, no goof, the theme to Dr. Kildare. The fifth greatest TV theme of all time. Now, who do they poll? People in a cemetery?
I think so.
Most I remember it.
Were really old shows.
I remember, yeah, it was an old show. I remember my mom watching this show and my sister watching this show. And it was not as good.
What they were.
All right, now here's one that I remember when I was a kid. Remember the Hercules cartoon?
I do.
This is a good one. I remember this one.
Hercules, hero of song and story. Hercules, climber of high chance now. Fighting for the right, fighting with his might. With the strength of
that Frankie Lane.
Ordinary man. Hercules.
Taking Dr. Homo. Taking Dr. Homo.
Him.
You in the air studios.
Only the evil fear him. Softness in his eyes. Iron.
This is kind of gay sounding.
Virtue in his heart. Fire.
Is that a Mathis?
Cheese.
Softness in his eyes, iron in his thighs. Those are lyrics.
Really, is that what they really say?
It's a little gay.
Yeah, just a little.
Thank you, bud.
You're back.
Okay, here's another one. See if you can name this one.
Okay.
Okay. There's no way you'll get this. It's a modern day. Major Dad.
You got it.
Yes, sir. How good I forget. Gerald the Cranny rules. All right, hold on. Let me go to another one here. I'll give you another modern day one.
It was dumb luck right there.
I got that.
I know you got it when it kicked into
the
military
music. Sure. Okay.
I know this one immediately.
And you lost a lot of that must-see Friday night stuff. That's what it is, isn't it?
My
Goodbye to Death. Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan.
When his kid was growing up.
Yeah.
Sure.
When I had no life.
That's right. I remember every Friday night watching TV.
Now he's 14. I still don't have a life. But it used to be a good excuse. All right, I'm not even going to look at the log to see what's next.
Okay.
We'll just kind of play along. And isn't like all of these things that we've played are better than the ones on that crappy list that Buzz read you.
Amen.
That TV guide list. I have no idea. Anybody have an idea what this is?
No.
I don't have the list out, so I don't know.
Absolutely clueless. It couldn't have been a show that was on for any length of time. Love is
addition. Look it up, Robbie, and tell us if we should know it.
And I'm also trying to figure out the artist.
Should we know this one?
You've had a star of this show on your program.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, no. 20 down.
20 down, Magruder.
Oh, the big fat guy.
The Circle Show, right?
Oh. Yeah, right.
Who was on?
Reginald Van Veld-Johnson.
Remember we had that guy, Reginald Velveeta, on our show?
You killed me with that one. I remember the guy.
Yeah, you got the list there, Rob?
I was just going to go to another cut at random.
Yeah,
here we go. 20.
Thank you.
Would we know this one?
Yeah, 20? In a second.
Ah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, very good.
I love this thing. Sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the Prince of a town called Bel-Air. I like when his grandma kicked him out of my house.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Good to know. Rob number 29. Would that be one we should know?
No.
No?
Oh, good.
All right, we'll give it a try then. Just hear a little of it.
Neil Lehrer report.
Carter Country.
No, that's a good guess, but you missed it. It's more recent than that.
What is it?
It's called Davis Rules.
It was a good guess, though. And it was a guess for what reason? I do not know the
name kind of country.
Carter Country.
Sponsored by Biscuit Bill. Now, give me a number that we should know.
Because you have the list there in front of you.
32.
All right.
Buzz, you feel free to play it.
Okay, good.
There we go.
Oh, I know.
Designing Women.
That's right.
All right.
Georgia.
That's how I made it.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch that show.
I'm sure you didn't.
Okay, I
sure you didn't. I love Delta Bird.
And you made fun of me for knowing Hercules.
Oh, Dixie and Amy Pod. All right, give me another one that we should know.
You should know number 24.
24.
Should know it real quick, actually.
Okay, good. Wait for it to queue up. Here we go. Mad About You.
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's another gay show.
All right, give us a tough one now, Rob.
Tough one. Maybe number 13?
13. Okay, 13. Here we go. Concentrate.
What's the clue?
Great piece of ass.
Okay. Obviously being sarcastic.
Slap all your puppets. Slap on a smile. Is it a black show?
No,
it's not.
Okay. Come out and walk in the sun for a while. Don't
fight the feeling. You know you want to have a good time. No idea.
Blossom. For a hard one?
Come on.
Not that hard. Give me a medium hard one. 17.
17.
Medium hard.
Blossom.
Hey, please. Blossom.
Great piece.
Oh,
mean the Cosby Kid?
Cosby. Buzz got that one.
Yes,
speak up, Buzz.
I did.
All right, give us another one, Robbie.
62.
62.
Easy, hard, medium. I think it'll take you a while to get it, but you all know it.
All the way to 62. Here we go. Winter. Cold.
The HBO, when they got the shot.
HBO thing.
They got the shot coming out of the little town.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. And this is great, too.
Yeah,
this is
great.
They don't use it anymore.
They
right?
do sometimes. It's like a miniature village right. that they got a camera that swoops down on.
Great special effects. And if you're really looking forward to the movie, this is a happy song.
And, you know, I don't think they use this anymore.
I don't think they do.
They do, actually.
Oh, do they?
For special movie presentation. This part... their original jingle, and they've expanded it recently and added the extra animation.
We have found Buzz Burbank's wheelhouse.
All right, give me another one, Robbie. This time, an easy one.
An easy one?
Yeah. You'll probably be able to get this real easy. Number 48.
48, he says. Okay, cut number 48. Okay, here we go. America's Most Wanted.
Exactly.
Oh,
very good.
That was a guess.
That really was
really?
Yeah,
wow. I was
thinking
it'll kick in a little bit later.
When did I have a theme on America's Most Wanted?
See, you can hear it. You see it saying, bad guys, bad guys, bad guys.
Mike knows the word.
Real bad guys.
Here's another one, Robbie. All right, I think, John, you'll know number 7.
Number 7. Number 7. That's a long way from 48.
Lucky 7.
Here we go.
Right? Yeah.
Big winner coming up.
I do know this, but give me a
second. Give me a second.
That's like it should also be sponsored by Biscuit Bowl.
It's a kid's show. It's got to be.
Oh, I'm really letting down here.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Very close. Closer than you know.
What is it?
Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, right. I should have known that.
You like that program.
You pegged her to be a long-term star.
Teacher Hottie. I'm getting killed. Give me another one. 28.
28.
Oh. Latin. This is the Latin sound. It's still not Latin.
Single guy.
That's right.
Wait, are you cheating or something?
No, I just remember.
Single guy. You know why? I pictured the park bench that he was sitting on the park bench, and I hated the show so much. And it was whenever I would hear that theme, it would be an automatic clue to get the remote and change the channel.
Damn it, you're good at this.
All right, let's switch discs.
Okay.
Here's another disc. Here's a list.
Excellent.
Blossom. I'm still thinking about Blossom.
That's what he thought we would get.
What was the name of the star of Blossom, too? What was her name?
Something like Mia Bialik. I always get her confused with Jerry Seinfeld's old girlfriend.
Yeah, Elaine.
No.
Shoshana Longstein.
Yeah, but it was a Mia Bialik.
Hey, thank you, Robbie. Thank you. That's also the first thing you say usually on Saturday.
Good
morning, Rob.
Me, I'm blind. He's failing long.
All right, couple more.
All right. 35.
Eggs, beer.
Me, I'm blind.
Okay, easy one or hard one?
You'll know it, but it'll take you a second. Let me tell you.
You're out then.
Right, I got it.
You know, second guesses will not be allowed.
Damn, you're picking hard ones, right?
Broyle already got it.
What?
Broyle got it.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island's right. Did I get that second guess?
No, you didn't get it.
So it doesn't count.
No, right. Broyle got it.
Carlos got it.
Okay, give us another one.
18.
18.
You're killing me at this.
We have done this game before.
This is my game.
I know it's your game, and we have done this game, and I have never had this kind of run.
I'm getting killed at this today.
I have never had this kind of run before.
I'm getting killed.
Number 16.
16.
I would classify this one as a very hard one.
16.
Okay, here we go.
Empty nest.
No, no.
I am clueless about this.
I'll give you a hint. The star of the show is changing the scene.
Times are changing every day. We won't get by with
the same old way. In
227.
227. Oh, I told you it was hard.
One more. One more for the break.
Number 10.
Okay, here we go.
Championship rests on this one.
You're changing the rules.
Of course I am. All right, with this, I will
no,
go with that.
No, you killed me.
I will go with that. Okay.
Oh, Christ, I know this one.
That's Ted Knight Show?
Too close for comfort.
Yeah. All right.
That's all right.
Give us another one. It was too close for comfort.
It was too close for comfort.
But I wouldn't have had it if you hadn't said Ted Knight Show. One more. Here we go. One more.
With an amazing come from behind.
Oh, wait, that's not fair. Buzz is a champion.
Buzz is a champion.
I can't be the champion. I got like two.
No, way to go, Buzz.
Congratulations, Buzz. Those were the new rules.
Okay. Mark and Mindy.
I'm going to study.
Oh, man. Me, I'm jelly.
I don't watch TV Land now.
Oh, my God. I just got lucky today. Because I don't, that game.
Oh, you did great today.
You did great today.
You were hot. Congratulations, Mike.
I'm crushed.
Crushed, you beat me my own game.
Oh, man, that is normally your game, and it was just,
Maybe it's the selection of tunes.
I don't know.
Of tunes.
Maybe great tunes.
Yeah. You and Rob cheated.
Thank you for the answers, Rob.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry, go on and rephrase that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
Our first caller actually is from the U.S. state of Maryland. His name is Steven. Steven, go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is this. Saddam Hussein has been challenged because of his honesty about his propagation of weapons of mass destruction, and our president has been questioned on his sense of honesty and his use of public office to cover himself. I personally trust Don and Mike more than these two people.
Dr. Karsh, you want to take an attempt at that one?
Somebody wants all techniques into one. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's take a couple of phone calls here. We have a wacky story file to get to on today's episode.
All right.
Let me read you a fax I just received, though. Do you think this might be on a level? Don, a few notes about DirecTV. Remember, I was bitching today about anybody that has DSS knows that you're going to have your network taken away from you.
Right.
Very shortly.
You lost your network.
Guy says, if you're upset about losing the networks, there are ways to pirate DirecTV signals. There are a number of vendors outside the United States who sell replacement smart cards called test cards for your DSS receiver. Mm. These cards have special programming on them that lets you watch all the channels on the dish, no matter which channels you subscribe to. With one of these cards, you get your networks back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad about pirating the signal if it's something you're willing to pay for, but they won't sell it to you. Screw them. And then the guy sent me like a bunch of websites where you can buy them, and even faxed me one of the websites.
Make me a copy of that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but can't they, like, reach out and touch you if you have one of those things?
Actually,
I mean, that's like going in that. When they've got, they can get so much information out of your system.
But all those people that have those boxes, they get their free cable and stuff.
But, I mean, with the satellite, they send signals out and they test to see what's going on so they can reach into that box.
But they have millions of subscribers.
And I have heard of cases before any of this with the networks even started.
All right, hold on. Here's the guy that sent the fax.
Of people with these cards.
We'll ask him. Hello. You're the guy that sent the fax?
I am.
All right, what about that question that they could, like, read on their computers what you have on your TV?
No, they can't.
can't. It's a one-way signal. The signal only comes down from the satellite. There's not enough power on those dishes to send back up.
And for the love of God, man, it's wrong.
It's wrong. I'm going to go home and buy one of these tonight.
Yes, it's wrong, but it's doable if you really want the networks.
I do.
Get them.
I do.
You've got to be careful about which vendor you deal with. There are some ripoff artists out there. But
what about this one out of Australia that you sent me? That one looks good.
Yeah, I've heard good things from friends who do this.
Oh, come on now. Nobody knows who you are. Which one did you buy yours from?
The website I gave you right there.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That'll be done. Done and done.
I'm going to swear to God, I'm going to go and buy it tonight. I really am. What the hell? I have some guy in my house today doing all the antenna crap again.
Right.
It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather buy one of these cards.
Okay.
Beautiful.
We'll visit you in prison.
Beautiful.
Please.
I steal cable all the time.
That's true, they do. But that's a different technology.
Hello.
You can have Jim Carrey at your front door.
Father Mike.
You're like those guys that think the cable TV is watching you. I believe that guy, that the signal's not strong enough going out. But they're not going to be able to find out exactly. Well, there it is, Charlie. There's the website. Pull it up for me right now.
You see, the more you do that, the more you get into it. That's what cracks me up. Just sit there going, all right. You're like, okay, get it now. Now get it. I want it ordered now. Go, drive to Australia and get
hold
the card.
Hold on. I've got to give them the website. Wait a minute. Everybody be quiet for a minute.
Everybody be quiet. Don is stealing.
Here it is. But you know what? I'm going to pay for it, okay?
You're going to pay for the card. It's like paying for a hot automobile.
Wouldn't be the first time. Does the fact say whether or not the card will get your pay-per-views and stuff like that?
Says you get everything.
Says you get every channel for free.
Every channel for free.
401, 402,
even your sex channel. All the time.
Okay, let me see. Right. I want it now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I have a card. It cost me about $400, got it through Canada, and it in fact works, and you do get everything for free.
See?
Wow.
Okay. Gotta get me one of them cards. What's the worst thing they're going to do? Come to my house and rip down my dish? That's okay. I just put up a Prime Star dish.
One time the card stopped working, I FedExed it to them. They FedExed me another one free of charge.
All right. Hold on. We just pulled the website up right here.
Actually, it is a crime, and you can
sue
a crime for it.
Gosh.
Okay.
Shut up.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye. The only thing worse than doing that, but I'd be telling people to do it on the radio.
All right. Well, nobody knows the website.
That's right. We haven't given the website up.
And for goodness sakes, maybe I'm just doing this all as a giant gag.
Exactly. Maybe there really is no website. And you know something? You would have no intention of doing it.
Nope, not me. Click here to enter. You must read our disclaimer statement and accept the terms in order to proceed. Oh, boy, that's a... Look at that!
Jesus Christ!
Oh, all right. Press I agree. There was like a 20-page introduction to this. Welcome. You are surfing the pages. Okay. All right. Test cards. Go there. Offer test cards for the two most popular digital satellite systems, DirecTV and Dish Network.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. The DSS test card will open up 250 channels available on DirecTV satellite for your testing purposes.
Of course.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Want that one?
Yeah. Now click on DSS channel. See what you get. All right, here are the channels you get if you buy this card. 250 channels. See all the channels without blackouts and restrictions. No more monthly bills. Okay, key up. You get all the pay-per-views. Look at 101, 102. Jesus Christ, you get every pay-per-view.
That is incredibly illegal.
Sure is, Mike. Look at that. It's every channel on the goddamn dish.
Well, you're right. I can have no part of that.
Of course not.
I can have no part of that.
That's totally wrong. Wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
You get the sports channels, too. Jesus. Well, that would be great, except my morals won't allow it.
That's right.
You know, what's amazing is there wouldn't be as much of a market for these cards if they hadn't taken the network stations off the dish.
That's right, Buzzy.
That's pretty incredible stuff.
Okay, well, I don't need to see that anymore, Charlie. Okay.
Don't need to see that anymore.
Mm-mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Till I get home tonight. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an interesting tidbit of information for you. You know how Patrick Ewing's such a joke?
Yeah, big pussy last night.
Yeah, big pussy. Well, the big pussy's out for the rest of the playoffs with the torn Achilles.
Is he really, Patrick? Oh, that means they're going to have to play that dorky white guy, Dudley.
Dudley.
Dudley?
He missed like 18 free throws in a row last year.
Dudley. You know, that reminds me.
about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, let me be the first to change the card.
Mark McGuire did it again?
No, Sosa get another one
Sosa
today.
Big time, baby.
Yeah, Sosa get one today. So it's now 18-16. Sosa over McGuire.
This is a horse race.
He's gone, though. No more Ewing. See ya.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Love those day games.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I was telling my friends about your show last Friday with the twins.
Oh, you mean the Banana Girls?
Yeah. And they didn't believe me. They said it's impossible.
Well, true enough, yeah. It really happened.
We witnessed it with our own eyes.
Is that right? Yeah, how many feet?
As a matter of fact, well, they shot the banana about 4 feet in the air. As a matter of fact, I just found out that those girls are going to be at our Las Vegas style show tomorrow night. They're going to be doing the banana trick.
Hello.
Up on stage. We're adding that to the roster.
Fantastic.
At tomorrow night's Vegas style show. That means, listen to this lineup.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The comedian with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
A girl that shoots a banana out of her place.
Right.
All of the girls from the beach house.
Yes. Right?
The Shore Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Homo Joe.
Right.
Dennis Murphy. All of our crazy reindeer game.
Yes.
And the underwear fashion show.
It's going to be non-stop.
That's a big one tomorrow night. That's a big show in Glen Burnie, Maryland at Cancun Cantina.
And you do not want to miss that.
Yes,
I might have to drive down there.
So tell your friends that are non-believers that the Banana Girls will be there tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And maybe we can get Charlie Boyle to sing the national anthem again.
That would be
outstanding. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Rocky. Steve Wallace's, and I'm calling to say I love you guys' show.
All right, thank you very much.
Dickwad.
Oh, well, excuse me.
How quick they change.
Excuse me.
Oh, I guess he didn't like the guises.
I love your guys. He's so dickwad. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oh. Dickwad.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the Banana Girl used to work for me at Good Guys.
Oh, really? The strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And did she do the banana trick when she worked for you at Good Guys?
Yeah, we wouldn't allow her to do it on stage, but I've seen it.
We will.
You will?
Yeah, we'll let her do it on stage.
Absolutely.
You will let her do it on stage?
I will. Absolutely, if we can.
Well,
oh, that's like, right. I forgot that, you know.
That little thing called community standards.
Well, you know, maybe if we've been to Cancun Cantina before.
That's right.
If we have to, if we have to drape the area with some kind of a curtain or something.
Absolutely. So we work around everything.
I'm sure the people could see her get on all fours.
That's right.
And then if we had to drape the area off, maybe the banana would go shooting on top of the draped area.
That, you know, if we could actually show the banana.
Sure. Hey, why'd you just say the S word?
Huh? You got me on the air?
You just said the S word, man.
Hey, sorry, Don.
That's okay.
Hey.
You gotta watch yourself there, pal.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Hey, I was coming to ask you guys about, what were you talking about, that direct dish?
What about it?
Hey, I got that chip.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good
job. Hi, the dude.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Okay, I pick up on the Don and Mike. He says, oh, F. The first thing I said, the S word. I do. I have that chip.
I had to delete him out.
I do. I really do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just calling about Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, right. Big pussy.
No, the guy's living proof of evolution.
Oh, geez,
come on.
Knock that off, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I called a little bit earlier to make a comment on the, they're talking about their satellite dish and getting the replacement card.
Frank, I'm starting to get very bored with all these calls about this. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, frankly, I'm getting bored with all of these calls about this.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'll just chime in real quick.
Frankly, I'm getting bored with all these calls about this.
Only if it's
would you like to talk about the banana lady?
Yeah, I'd much rather talk about the banana lady.
Okay. Hey, did she happen to ever dance in East St. Louis?
I don't know, but maybe your child one day could grow up to be the next banana lady.
I don't know about that, but that direct ticket deal is not going to work for you. They're coming out with new cards this month.
All right. Thank you. Everybody's a naysayer. Everybody wants to rain on my parade. Well, finally got a way to get my full service back.
I don't think he knew.
I don't either, Mike.
And of course, you were just joking about
it. Right. I'm not really going to go home tonight and order that card.
Of course not.
First thing, look at me split on the internet.
Of course not.
Hello, Don. Mike Show.
That'd be illegal. That's right. So it would be pirating. That would be not the right thing to do.
Hello?
Don or Mike?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just want to let you know there, Don, there. Which one's going to buy the jet ski? Don or Mike?
Which one is what?
Which one's going to buy the jet ski?
Oh, me, Don. Buying two of them.
You know, out here in Kansas, 5 people got hurt on them this last weekend.
Have I mentioned how much I love our audience?
I tell you, it's the naysayer hour. This is going to be the hour of naysayers. And, you know, if you're keeping track here, you know, they're going to come out with new cards for the DSS. You had 5 people get hurt on the jet ski, and you cannot shoot a banana out that way.
Thank you.
Yep, love you, man. Score at home.
Right. Love you.
Bye.
Love you. And, of course, the other guy that called in, too, that said, I love you guys, Dick Watt.
Hello. Not in my show.
Hello.
How you like the show so far, Portland? This has pretty much been an average show for us, Portland.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Don and Mike?
May you what, Don and Mike?
Hello. May I speak to Don and Mike?
Is this that dude in the wheelchair? Is that guy Stephen Hawking?
My name is Al.
Your name is Al?
My name is Al.
Al.
Al. Hey, Al. How you doing, Al? Al?
How are you doing today?
We're doing fine, Al. How are you doing today? And why are you talking with this computer? Al?
What do you like to talk?
Oh, please, Anna.
I like to talk to guys like you.
He likes to talk to guys like you. You know, we could only have somebody that would be so infirm they would talk with this device, but then they'd be creepy, too.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we're just trying to have a nice conversation. We were trying.
Do you remember that guy in the soap opera we used to watch?
He's no longer with us.
That guy's dead now, but there's a guy that we used to watch on One Life to Live.
And he did that with the computer keyboard.
And we laughed at him every day when he was on that show.
We did. Come on. You know we did.
Hello, Erica. How are you?
How are you?
I am fine.
We're real. I was almost going to say we're real a-holes. Because we are.
We did laugh at him.
We did laugh. We're real a-holes.
Hello, Erica. Hello.
It's always happy hour in Midgetville.
What did he say? It's always happy hour
in Midgetville.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Oh, Christ. Yes, sir.
Hey, I heard you're buying skis, right?
Jet skis.
Yes, sir. Hey, I've had skis since I'm your age now. I've had skis since the early 70s when Kawasaki came out with the first one.
Right, right.
Yeah, hey, you're buying Yamahas?
Yes, and I'm also getting the thing to pirate DSS signals. It's going to be a big day for me.
Oh, okay, so you're spending all kinds of dollars this week.
No, well, not that expensive, really, jet skis. Not that expensive.
Okay, well, you might want to take lots of friends, and I've had them, got a house on the bay, ride them every weekend. You might want to maybe steer towards Sea-Doo or Kawasaki.
Have you bought them yet?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, welcome to the We'd Like to Run Your Life segment of this show.
Yeah, but of course.
Of course, thank you.
Good, of course. All right, buddy.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Mike, he was my buddy.
He was your buddy.
That was my buddy there.
Your buddy from Biscuitville.
Hey, buddy. Buzz?
Yes.
I love taking those live calls.
Live calls are fun.
I really do. What is your lead? Oh, come on.
Okay. You got a hot button here, buddy. A real hot button. I think you know that, too.
Okay.
I don't like making fun of people on the air that have that kind of thing. I don't.
Did you do it in the office?
Yeah, I did it in the office.
Okay.
So you're more honest than I am.
Okay. I will drop it.
Thank you.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Alabama ponders interracial love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really?
The merging of the races.
Baby.
Let's stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
Oh, you bad kid.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What about the other fellas? He was a little older. You know, he looked like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboro.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a subconscious type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, yeah, Betsy, yeah.
Yeah.
if you add enough Broyhill, it makes it taste good. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's go to the tales room now. Buzz has got some great tales for us tonight.
All right.
Hi, Don and Mike. They may be on the verge of legalizing hot interracial love in Alabama.
It's illegal?
Well, it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's why they have those pickup trucks with the Confederate flags back there.
Exactly. The lawmakers there have okayed an amendment to the state constitution to allow mixed marriages. Now all they need is a majority of Alabama voters to go along with the plan.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, man, I don't think we need to vote for that, do
we? Not in Biscuitville.
No, Biscuitville.
The law, which has been legally unenforceable since the late 60s when interracial marriages were allowed in Virginia for the first time, the law in Alabama prohibits a black person or any descendant of a black person to marry a Caucasian. Quoting one lawmaker, this change sends a message that Alabama's not as backwards as some people think.
Really?
Yeah. In our experience, the opposite. Way to go. Way to change that law in 1999.
Just in time.
And now a word about some interior decorators.
Oh, did I hear it from my wife last night when I got home?
About the Betsy?
Yeah.
You mean Alice.
Ah, Alice.
I'm supposed to use a real name.
Oh, well, you used it like every day for a month.
That was so long ago, Mike.
Now this is a new one. This is a new round with a decorator.
I'll honor that.
I got it. Right. I got this.
Okay.
Well, this story is about Anthony Blerick II and Frank Pelliccia. They got long prison sentences for using their home decorating business to launder money for a Colombian drug cartel.
Oh, I don't care. I'll say her name. Her name is Betsy.
They appealed.
Hey, Gail.
All right.
Hold on. Let me tell you. When I get on the line, I get this lecture from my wife.
Right.
And I'm sure you've gotten this, too.
Mm-hmm.
I go home and she says, you realize that your show is making it very tough for me. Mm-hmm. And I say, why? She says, because I have to deal with these people.
Right.
These people that you talk about on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I said, honey, but I've talked about her for the longest amount of time.
Right.
I said, Ken came into the office, and Ken offered up right away. First thing out of the chute, whoa, I hate this lady.
That's right.
And she said, well, you make it very tough for me out in the real world.
So it's getting back to her.
No, it hasn't even gotten back to her yet.
Oh.
My wife's afraid to call the decorator now, mm-hmm. because she's afraid that the decorator's going to say, hey, I heard that I was being talked about on the show again.
Oh, really?
So she said, now I won't even call her up. I said, great! That's exactly where we want this relationship to be.
That is the plan.
Right.
And still, she gave you love.
Stay away from the parasite.
And you get to keep the pool chairs.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
No, I take that back.
Oh, really?
We're getting new pool chairs.
Yes, we're getting new pool chairs.
Keep that woman away from you. You're going to spend more money
getting new pool chairs. Well, these decorators, laundering money for a drug cartel, appealed their long sentences to the Supreme Court. Well, today the Supreme Court told them to go scratch. In exchange for their money laundering, the two men decorated the homes of the cartel's kingpin, the homes of his friends and family, and the homes of his two mistresses.
Bueno.
The Bank of Scotland is being pressured into breaking its business ties with American TV preacher Pat Robertson. That's because Robertson referred to Scotland recently as a dark land because it tolerates gays.
He's funny.
It's a dark land. Stay away. They tolerate gays. Oh, I tell you right now, Lonnie, stay away from the dark land when they tolerate gays.
Lawmakers, they're threatening to pull the Scottish government's money out of the bank if it doesn't stop doing business with Robertson. 500 accounts have already been closed by citizens in the past couple of months. Robertson was working with the bank to set up internet banking here in the U.S.
Ah, it's like the dark land, because we all wear kilts
with nothing underneath.
He's a kook. You ever watch that TV show, his nutty TV show, The 700 Club?
He's a dangerous kook. Very dangerous.
Let me tell you about, somebody really told me that the reason it's The 700 Club is that the idiots that are in The 700 Club,
right,
they give him $700 a year.
That's how you join the club.
That's why it's called The 700 Club.
And then after you do that, you run out to Biscuitville.
That's what I mean, The 700 Club.
Opera star Luciano Pavarotti was practically in tears when he announced last night that Michael Jackson's 2-year-old son might be dying. He said we should all pray for the boy. Today, Jackson's wife denied that. Debbie Rowe, who lives apart from Michael and the kids, says doctors have told her the boy will be okay. But this much we know.
The boy named Prince has had 3 seizures in the past year.
What does Pavarotti have to do with all this?
He was supposed to be at his benefit, right? His benefit concert?
There was a benefit concert that Pavarotti and Michael Jackson were going to do together in Italy. Jackson couldn't show at the last minute, and Pavarotti went on stage to explain Michael Jackson's absence,
and that's how this all started.
Okay, I didn't know how Pavarotti works his way into this story.
Well, he's got that big benefit in Michael Jackson. It sounds to me, really, like Michael Jackson may be called, or his people called,
right.
And when you're going to cancel, you know, it's something that's a big gig like that, the big charity gig, perhaps you make things sound worse than they really are. I mean, I can only think that might have happened.
Well, today,
the update is Michael Jackson's spokesman says the child has been unconscious since Friday and that the next 24 hours are crucial. The 2-year-old is said to have a viral infection that left him feverish and dehydrated, so that brings you up to date on that.
Well, then you make the joke about that.
Okay, there we go. Good. Okay, that's easy to work with. Yes, go ahead. Move on, please.
It could be a year before the investigation's over, but weather was a factor in the crash of that American Airlines jet in Arkansas last night. 9 people did die in the crash, 80 others were injured, but 50 people, including this guy, got out okay.
The fuselage had cracked right in front of my seat, and I actually pushed some of the fuselage out of the way to make a bigger opening, and probably had an 8 or 10 inch exit area and slid sideways out, and then other people followed behind me.
The pilot who did not survive was a 20-year veteran who trained other pilots. He had like 5,500 hours experience in this particular plane. His first officer, though, had only been on the job for 4 months, and it's the first officer's job to get the latest weather from the control tower. And just in time for your summer vacation, the airlines have raised ticket prices again. It's the 3rd time this year for a total increase of 11% since the first of the year. The latest hike was 4% on tickets booked 14 or 21 days in advance.
What does Pavarotti have to say about that?
We haven't heard from him on that.
That was his comment.
A big scare off the south coast of England today as a sudden storm flipped over 77 boats in a regatta, dumping 150 sailors in the water.
I don't want to race anymore. And I don't want to race anymore.
22 guys were missing at first, but now all 150 have been recovered. Most of the vessels were 18-foot catamarans.
Thank God, no more fatalities.
Thank God. And there was a lot of speculation, especially among the conspiracy folk, about what happened to the bronze casket that was used to transport the body of President Kennedy from Dallas to Washington.
Splash.
Dump it in the water.
This week we found out, at Bobby Kennedy's request, the government secretly dumped the coffin into the ocean filled with sandbags and holes to make sure it stayed at the bottom.
Yeah,
it was holes.
I got a fish on the line.
According to documents just released by the National Archives, the coffin had been damaged in transit, and Bobby didn't want it to become the object of morbid curiosity that it is in this story.
Morbid curiosity.
He was quoted by a government official as saying, I don't think anybody will be upset about the fact that we disposed of it.
Curiosity over death.
Kill it with holes.
I understand.
And this could be Jerry Springer's last chance to make some money on American television. Just as the brawls and catfights have been removed from the show, Springer's Too Hot for TV will be on pay-per-view this weekend.
It's a good tape.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real good tape, man.
And it may do well, especially since the ratings have already started to drop on the daily Springer show. Diehard fans may seek out the pay-per-view, and Jerry may make some money off of it.
Nothing like a little hair pulling with your biscuits.
But the pay-per-view hits the air just as Springer is about to testify for the Chicago City Council about the fighting on his set. TV advertising experts say that since the violence was removed, not only have people stopped watching the show, they've stopped talking about it at work.
Right. Give us what we want, man.
Yeah, big fight the other night. Now we can't talk about that anymore.
Hold on, Buzz. Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
An autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Just give them this message.
Okay.
Okay. Tell them both to pray for civility and prayer.
Ooh.
Yes, give me God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Governing the gay planet of the apes, Herr Geronimo and Herr O'Mara.
And
hi, Herr Elsa. Hi, Herr Geronimo and O'Mara. Last week, here's some news about the Brits. Last week, British paper took some heat for running a photo of the partially topless bride-to-be of Prince Edward, Sophie Rees-Jones.
She was all right.
Now, a German
newspapers taking some flack for running a photo of a topless Spice Girl breastfeeding. Victoria Posh Spice Adams.
Really?
I am so thirsty. Posh has her back to the camera, but it's clear what she's doing. The picture was taken as she and her husband relaxed by a swimming pool.
Which one is Posh?
During their vacation.
She's not sporty, right? Posh is...
Which is Posh? The tall one with the dark hair?
Yeah, straight, flat, short, dark.
The one with the worst body?
Yeah.
Wears silver a lot, like those silver jumpsuits and stuff like that. Now known as Victoria Adams. Posh Spice.
She's going to have a baby.
Yes, she has one already.
That has a little baby.
Picture was taken while she and her husband were by the pool.
Is it healthy?
And yes, it is. Very healthy.
Very good.
Very good. The picture's being criticized as a gross invasion of privacy.
Mm, really?
Yes, it is.
How do I get to see that gross invasion of privacy?
it'll be circulated, I'm sure. The late Freddie Mercury of Queen was from England, but some Brits don't care to remember that. As the country prepares to print some Freddie Mercury postage stamps, one newspaper columnist has written, "The Queen we would rather see in our stamps is not stripped to the waist wearing red spray-on trousers."
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo.
Galileo! The Queen herself actually okayed the stamp, by the way.
Okay.
And you can lick Freddie Mercury. Now that Hugh Grant has another hit movie, Los Angeles hooker Divine Brown has resurfaced.
Oh, I bet he's happy about that.
She's the woman whose face was in Hugh's lap when the cops arrested them both 4 years ago on Sunset Boulevard.
She was lucky.
Yeah, I loved it.
She was lighting a cigarette.
In Britain's Marie Claire magazine this month, Miss Brown takes a swipe at Hugh's girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, really?
Quote, "I don't think Liz is pretty. I kind of see why Hugh went out for something else. He wanted some chocolate ice cream."
Thanks, whore.
Miss Brown also wants to be an actress, and she says she has not had her lips done, despite what you may think. Quoting her again, "They're real. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why Hugh chose me.
She wants to go into acting like her older brother, Johnny."
Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Hugh tells USA Today's
brother Bobby.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown. I'm chilling down with a two fat men.
Yeah.
Hugh tells USA Today's Jeannie Williams that he finds the air in New York City so dry that he has Elizabeth cream him with lotion whenever they're in town.
That lucky dog. Please cream me.
Why him?
Yeah.
When Donald Trump's Miss Universe pageant airs later this month on CBS, you won't get to see the best part of the show. Network censors saw to that after they saw what celebrity judge Stephanie Seymour was wearing. You did see more. The leggy supermodel was wearing a dress so sheer, the New York Post says you could tell she wasn't wearing underwear, top or bottom.
Seymour Bush.
All right. The paper says CBS censors blew a gasket and made it a point to just focus on her face. The Donald just smiled and applauded.
And Evander Holyfield was there, too.
Yes.
He was sitting right next to her.
And that is why he was smiling.
He hasn't been hit in the head too many times, has he?
Oh, he has.
I
do believe he has. At one point, I watched that pageant, and I didn't notice the nudity on Stephanie Seymour.
They were very careful to keep that out of the picture.
I mean, whatever I guess it was the angles that they were shooting.
Right.
But Evander Holyfield, at one point, they're interviewing her, and I was kind of watching her, but then I noticed him in the background, and he was... I think having a conversation with himself. And he was laughing, I mean, kind of smiling and just like going, yeah. You know?
I don't know what was going on.
Econ Rose.
Right. Yeah.
Some cats will watch TV no matter what's on.
You cats.
But they may really perk up when they see the new commercial from Whiskas Cat Food. The commercial is full of cat friendly pictures and sounds, including high pitched noises, purring, high contrast colors, zigzag lines, and fast motion.
Great news for you and your 300 cats you live with, Buzz.
I only have two cats. But they've tried this commercial already in England, where 6 out of 10 cats responded to the commercial in some way, some of them even pawing and sniffing the TV.
Wow, oh, man, love those cats.
The commercial starts running tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to. And Faster Pussycat Spell.
Mm-hmm.
The kids in the 72nd Scripps-Howard National Spelling Bee are having to work faster this year. The bee began today with a new rule allowing judges to disqualify spellers who go too slowly. The Bee organizers say a study of the past 6 years shows the kids are taking longer at the microphone. There's still no ironclad time limit, but even the hardest words have to be spelled out inside of 2 minutes.
Yes, though, Charlie.
The word
is flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Get to know, Charlie. Flabbergasted.
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 Get to know, Charlie.
Pain?
grade.
What grade are you in, son?
I am in 12th grade. E-H... I'm out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Yeah,
I screwed up again.
Get to know Charlie.
No!
Most kids do the spelling bee take less than a minute, but one year, a speller left the judges and the audience hanging for 9 minutes.
Yeah. Remember that little bastard that screamed a couple of years ago when he would come out, he would scream the letters?
Yeah. So calm down, child. You do a little gardening, you hope to come away with a green thumb. A guy in Hopewell, New Jersey, opened a bag of potting soil and found a blackened finger.
What a prize.
Right, there was a severed finger in the bag of soil, even though no one at the plant in Pittsville, Maryland is missing any digits.
Mm, carrots taste great, though.
The finger's now been turned over to an anthropologist for lack of a more appropriate expert.
Mm, finger.
Time out.
All right.
Got to do a break.
And the big baby
boom. I think it was him. I really don't. We will be right back. Another full segment of News and Comments.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Them will soon be available through Planned Parenthood, Eckerd Drugstores, and the internet site Condomania.
Mm-hmm.
Reuters reports that the InSpiral is designed to fit more loosely around the nerve endings in the penis, allowing a man to feel more through the latex.
That's right. The latex works very well this way.
It's so dirty, bud.
It also has, there's more. It also has extra latex to rub back and forth on the penis during intercourse, providing extra stimulation at least.
Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.